مرق الصحابة The voice of أهل السنة والجماعة
الحمد لله نحمده ونصلي على رسول الكريم أما بعد سبحانك لا علم لنا إلا ما علمتنا إنك أنت العليم الحكيم ربي اشرح لي صدري ويسر لي أمري واحلل عقدة من لساني يفقه قولي ربي هب لي حكما والحقني بالصالحين واجعل لي لسان صدق في الآخرين Esteem listeners of مرقس الصحابة The voice of أهل السنة والجماعة We say السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته We welcome you to this program And this is the مدرسة of مرقس الصحابة The voice of أهل السنة والجماعة Remember today is Monday And today we focus on our عقائد Our beliefs and our faith And there is important factors surrounding this year. Remember one important factor, and before we get to that, let's just introduce this by saying that Islam is such a religion. Islam is that where the vision of the kuffar stops, that is where the vision of the mu'min, the mu'mineen begins. Where the intelligence of the kuffar, it reaches its peak, that is where they fail, and that is where the mu'mineen, their intelligence just grows and it grows and it carries on up until akhirah. Likewise, with the vision, the intelligence, and every aspect of Islam is in its the sharia. Remember, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is the shari'ah, the one who designed the sharia. Everything there is wisdom, whether you see it or not, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has placed it there. We might not understand the wisdom behind many things, but definitely we can witness those wisdoms. Definitely we do see it at times and sometimes it's revealing. But us as believers, we submit. إِذْ قَالَ لَهُ رَبُّهُ أَسْلِمْ When Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala told Ibrahim alayhi salam, submit, he said, أَسْلَمْتُ لِرَبِّ الْعَالَمِينَ No this or that way, go this way, turn this way, nothing. أَسْلَمْتُ لِرَبِّ الْعَالَمِينَ I submit to the Lord of the worlds. What is the wisdom in submitting without understanding is that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will give you victory. Look at the Taliban after 20 years and they just progressed. They didn't stop there and say, no, there's no help coming. There was, they had firm yaqeen. It was all based on faith. It was all based on iman. Now, what would you say about a person who is diplomatic, a person who disregards any facet of Islam such as jihad? Jihad, we cannot be silent about it. It is a hukam. It is in the Quran and it is a major command of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Like this, there are many rulings of Islam which has been now they have taken it out of the system. Previously it was there. You could see many of the rulings in Saudi Arabia has now been taken away. Just a simple example, and the Quran gives this example in Surah Al-Baqarah. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions, now let's use our logic. Our logic will tell us that in qisas, this is something that is harsh. It shouldn't take place because it is too harsh on the person. So qisas is when you kill someone and then it's a life for a life. So now the ruling is you kill that person, so your life will also have to be taken. So, of course, there are conditions with regards to this, but we'll just touch on this. Our idea is not to go into the details, but we're saying, just take this example of qisas. So, in this, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, وَلَكُمْ فِي الْقِصَاصِ حَيَاتُوِي يَا أُولِي الْأَلْبَابِ That for you is qisas, and in this qisas, what is there? There is life. There is life in this year. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says this, and this is the surah in Surah Al-Baqarah, and this is verse number 178. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions this. So like we were saying, and we are building on this topic, that we don't understand something, but Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's rules, regulations, the sharia, we have to acknowledge and we have to submit. That is our objective. When you are given a command, when an employer gives the employee a command, his objective is just to submit. If he doesn't, it's going to cause a lot of tension. And of course, that has to be under the objectives or under his employment duties. So once that is under his employment duties, he has to submit. You are, what is our duty as insan? وَمَا خَلَقْتُ الْجِنَّ وَالْإِنسَ إِلَّا لِيَعْبُدُونَ Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, I did not create the jinn and the insan, but that they should worship, that they should worship Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So our objective, our occupation is this, our duty as a slave is to worship Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Now when your duty is to submit and it is to fulfill the commands of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that is shown to us by the ways and the beautiful ways of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. How can we shy away from the reality of the Sharia? How can we hide? How can we play the silent game? How can we play a diplomatic approach when this is in the Quran? When a person is reading the Quran, so you can hide it from the general public, you can keep quiet about it, but when these verses are mentioned in the Quran, then where are you to hide? Because the Quran is still till the end of time, and the rulings will remain till the end of time. We cannot hide it, we cannot attempt even to change any aspect of the Quran. So when this Quran is telling us certain rulings, then we have to submit, we have to understand that this is the command of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and our occupation, our duty, our employment contract lies in this year that we, remember, we cannot compare this creator with creation to employer relation, because it's totally void. But for our weak understanding, just because we are in this environment, but if you take, let's take one example, an employer has employees because he needs work to be done. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is Samad. He doesn't need anybody. He doesn't need any person to help or nothing. The whole world can go against Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He's still the greatest. This we have to have firm yaqeen in, that we need to help Allah. I mean, we need to help the deen of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for our benefit. We need to speak about what is in the Quran for our benefit, because we want Allah's mercy. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala doesn't need us. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is totally independent, is not even the word to describe Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, because it is lacking in terms of describing this quality of a Samad. But Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is totally independent and free of need of any services of anybody of or any of his creation. So this is what we need to understand, that this Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has made this Quran, has made these ways and the Sharia for you, insan, to live life. For you to live on this earth. You give a 5-year-old a car, he doesn't know how to drive it. And now he goes and he smashes it because he didn't know how to drive it. We all are oblivious of the deen of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. That is why we are smashing our bodies into that fire of Jahannam every single day. Because we are unaware and we fail to understand that we just need to submit to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. What is the outcome? That is beyond our capabilities. We just have to submit. The Taliban submitted, and you can see the victory today. That after how many years? So Allah subhanahu, going back to this verse of the Quran in Surah Al-Baqarah 179. وَلَكُمْ فِي الْقِصَاصِ حَيَاتُ يَا أُولِي الْأَلْبَابِ لَعَلَّكُمْ تَتَّقُونَ. Invested in the qisas, there is life for you, O people of wisdom. Ya ulil albab, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is addressing the men of intelligence, the wise men, where are you? Understand that in these laws of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, there is life for you. You can live. How does one understand this verse? And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, لَعَلَّكُمْ تَتَّقُونَ, so that perhaps you will be God-fearing. Submission to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is this prerequisite of, requires this requisite, this prerequisite of fearing Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Once you fear Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, you won't even go into the deeper discussions. Your duty, you'll want to submit, that is all. So how is it in qisas we were discussing? And we said, how is it in qisas that there is life? So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, and that is the previous verse, Ya ayyuha alladhina amanu kutiba alaykum al-qisasu fil qatla. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has made this qisas, has prescribed it upon you. And al-hurru bil-hurri wal-abdu bil-abdi wal-untha bil-untha faman ufiya lahu min akhihi shay'un fattiba'un bil-ma'ruf wa ada'un ilayhi bi-ihsan. Thalika takhfifun min rabbikum wa rahmah. So the Quran is telling us, and this is the previous verse, verse number 178. O those who believe, Ya ayyuha alladhina amanu, kutiba alaykum al-qisasu fil qatla. People who believe, upon you, Allah has enjoined upon you this qisas. And what is this for? That is a free man for a free man, a slave for a slave, a female for a female. And then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala then says, if one is then forgiven something by his brother, then there is pursuing as recognized and payment to him in fairness. So this is the aspect. If someone killed another person, then there is under the Sharia law, where the country is run by that, of course, this law will apply. So you killed someone, life for a life, a free man for a free man, a slave for a slave, a female for a female. If that person decides to forgive you, meaning the heirs decide to forgive you and you have to pay a sum of money, then that is acceptable. But understand something as well, that this is put upon, and we don't ever say that the wisdom of this is because of this. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, who is known as Al-Hakim, the wise, the all-wise, He has prescribed it upon you. He knows in His. Once we develop this mentality that we need to find the wisdom in it, then it becomes very dangerous. But once you submit without understanding, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said it, and He addressed us as Ya Ulil Albab. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala expects us to be intelligent enough to understand that this is the law I have to submit. This is in qisas. But Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is saying, in that is life for you. Because if there was no ruling as such, as we can see in our country, how many people get killed, murdered daily, and the person gets scot-free after a few months. You can pay not to the people, not to the heirs, you pay to the government a bribe so that you can come out of jail or you can come out of prison. So this is not qisas. As soon as insan is created weak, we admit that. But how do we move forward? There has to be the hudud. There has to be the limitations. What is the limitations? If you do this, there will be some punishment. In Saudi Arabia, few years ago, when they used to steal, their hands used to be cut off. The result of that was they could leave their cars and the keys in the ignition without any fear. Without any fear. Now we have changed the Sharia slowly and slowly to the point that... So that was one example of qisas. But jihad, and we see the Taliban, how they have shown this ummah that jihad, there is great benefits in it. And we have left it out. We have failed to mention it in our speeches, our talks, everything. It has been cut out of our lives. It's as if though we don't have the importance in our lives anymore for jihad. As long as we have the love, remember, there has to be rules. We can't just go out and wage jihad. Nobody calls for that. There has to be rules, conditions, and you cannot just go out and say, I'm fighting for this particular company. I'm from Marcus Sahaba, therefore I'm a mujahid. No, that's not how it happens. There are rules, regulations. One day we will discuss it, inshallah. So, but for now, what can we do? Let's not be in denial about jihad. That's what we can do. That's the first step to it. So there's no... The West and the media, they have painted this picture that Muslims go out and they are terrorists. That is the false picture. The Taliban fought because that was their land originally. And these people attempted to take the land from the Taliban. So they were fighting for their own land. Well, didn't they have the right to do that? And because they persevered with the help of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and what do they want ideally? Inshallah, this is what we see and this is what we hear, is that they want the Sharia ruling to be the law of the country. So that is where we find, and that is where it is a great step towards moving forward as a Muslim ummah. We can at least wish well for them. Let's become well wishers, and let's not look at Al Jazeera and say that, no, they are killing innocent women, and the woman, that's probably 2% of what you are seeing. The reality is that the actual people there, they want to be ruled by the Sharia. A true mu'min will want it. Why? Because there is fairness in it. Already they made announcements that you people stay in your homes. We want you people to stay and we will give you a good life, inshallah. So that is what they want. Where is the Americans? What do they want? They want you to do this. They want you to follow their orders. For their own benefit. For their own benefit. So where do we fit in this whole picture? The first step to moving towards this year is understanding that jihad is part of your iman. To understand it as part of the Sharia. If you negate jihad, remember this year, it is to in within our framework of our study today, that if you reject jihad, you are out of the fold of Islam. That is the ruling. Because jihad is mentioned in the Quran, jihad was taken by Nabi Karim sallallahu alaihi wasallam. It was undertaken, and in this year there is great benefits if you regard its importance. But there are rulings. Now you get groups like ISIS who are perhaps employed by the US to paint this bad picture of Islam, which is not the case. Look at the Taliban when they took over with utter humility, with true humility. They said, we don't want to take over with pride. We want to take over with humility, adopting the means of humility. We don't want to cause harm to our people. We want them to stay. And with forgiveness and love and muhabbat, that is how we're going to move forward with our people who stay, who remain behind. That's not a terrorist. So that is where we need to understand the difference. Efforts by shaitan, it's gradual. It's not something that just happens overnight. Shaitan knows insan better than anyone else. He's been studying us from the time of Adam alayhi salam. He's been studying us. He was pious. He knew how he came out of it. Therefore, he's experienced in this field and he wants to get you and me out of this fold of Islam. He wants the entire humanity to be directed away from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and to be directed to his ways. So he is the backbone behind all of this theories and that they are trying to promote. Remember the riwayat of Nabi Karim sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam. This is a riwayat of Bukhari. We are calling all our people and saying, yes, maybe we do not fit the conditions and we don't have the. Let's be honest. We don't even have the ability to take out our shaitan box. And there, for iman, for jihad, you need your iman needs to be in a pakka state. In Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, "Laysa shadidu bi surati." Just to give you an example, that strength, power, and it's not in your ability, your capability in bringing down something. For example, a wrestler brings down his enemy. We did the hadith this morning. إِنَّمَا الشَّدِيدُ الَّذِي يَمْلِكُ نَفْسَهُ عِنْدَ الْغَضَبِ. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is directing you and saying that strength is that ability to control your nafs at the time of anger. That ability to control your nafs is the beginning point of jihad. Because you are encountering your enemy. Now you cannot kill him because you want to show your strength. Your objective needs to be that I'm doing it for the pleasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. It cannot be backed up by going out and killing innocent civilians. That is not Islam. They have painted, they've given you the wrong picture of Islam. This is when they are attacking you. Of course, it becomes farad that you go in and you attack them as well. It becomes fardh ayn for you to go in and attack when they are attacking you. You cannot attack the woman, you cannot attack the children. Of course, when is it fardh wajib? When is it fardh kifaya? That is in the beginning. And that is when one group takes on that responsibility, then you will be you won't be questioned about this because there is fardh kifaya. As soon as they start attacking you, it becomes fardh ain too for you to protect your place, for your family, for your people. That is the ruling. So the Taliban were in a safe place. These Americans came in and they caught a big hiding because the Taliban responded. That's the crux of the story that happened there. So we are saying to you, understanding well that this jihad to take place, it has a lot of conditions. We have to study it. But what do we need to know for now, for you and I, as part of our iman, to make our iman kamil, complete? For now, you need to know that jihad is part of iman. You need to know that it played an important role. By you rejecting it, you become a kafir. By you finding excuses and playing this way where you are embarrassed to mention it, then remember your iman is at stake and we fear for your iman. But let's see what did Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam to desire. Remember, I'm weak. I haven't built my nafs up to that point where I can go and fight. But inshallah, because of my desire that Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam had. That is the same. This is the riwayah of Bukhari in Babu Tamanni Shahadati. So, this in this chapter in Bukhari, in Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, وَالَّذِي نَفْسِي بِيَدِهِ. By that being who has my nafs in his hands, he can take it at any time. لَوَدِدْتُ أَنِّي أُقْتَلُ فِي سَبِيلِ اللَّهِ ثُمَّ أَحْيَا ثُمَّ أُقْتَلُ ثُمَّ أُحْيَا ثُمَّ أُقْتَلُ ثُمَّ أُحْيَا ثُمَّ أُقْتَلُ. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam says, by that being who has my nafs in his hands, لَوَدِدْتُ, I wish that I'm killed in the path of Allah. ثُمَّ أَحْيَا, and then I'm raised up, I'm given life again. ثُمَّ أُقْتَلُ, and I've become a shaheed again, I've been killed again. ثُمَّ أُحْيَا, and then I come back to life. ثُمَّ أُقْتَلُ, and then I'm killed again. ثُمَّ أُحْيَا, and then I'm given life again. ثُمَّ أُقْتَلُ, and then I'm given death, shahadat again. ثُمَّ أُقْتَلُ, I'm given this martyrdom again. This was Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam's wish. لَوَدِدْتُ أَنِّي أُقْتَلُ فِي سَبِيلِ اللَّهِ ثُمَّ أُحْيَا ثُمَّ أُقْتَلُ ثُمَّ أُحْيَا ثُمَّ أُقْتَلُ ثُمَّ أُحْيَا ثُمَّ أُقْتَلُ. This is the hadith of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. We have to bring belief in this, and we have to have this desire as a man, that you have to have this desire that Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam had. And this desire, it goes beyond our own capability. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions in verse 153 of Surah Al-Baqarah, وَلَا تَقُولُوا لِمَنْ يُقْتَلُ فِي سَبِيلِ اللَّهِ أَمْوَاتٍ. Do not say about those people who are slain in the path of Allah that they have passed away. بَلْ أَحْيَا, they are alive. وَلَاكِنْ لَا تَشْعُرُونَ, but you perceive not. This is the Quran where we began that where your life ends, for a mu'min, life begins. If you are slain in the path of Allah, بَلْ أَحْيَا, you are alive, but you perceive not. And that is the verse, Surah Baqarah 153. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us tawfiq, understanding, وَآخِرُ دَعْوَانَنِ الْحَمْدُ لِلَّهِ رَبِّ الْعَالَمِينَ.
Markaz Sahaba, the voice of Ahlu Sunnah wal Jama'ah.